Hi, I'm Mike Gaslett, CEO of Tricert Financial Group. Welcome to another episode of In Focus. Today, we're going to talk about our electrical utilities and our telecom sector. Joining us today is Nick Leach, our portfolio manager responsible for these sectors. Welcome, Nick.
Good morning, Mike. Good to be here.
Great to have you. So, Nick, how did these two sectors do in the last quarter?
Well, first, looking at the telecoms, and we've all seen that interest rates have been so volatile. The telecoms and the utilities are interest sensitive. So we saw interest rates rise for the first 9 months of the year. And as that happened, the stocks for our core picks, and our core picks are BCE and TELUS in Canada, AT&T and Verizon in the US. So those stock prices were down double digits in percentage terms for the first 9 months. And then we saw interest rate, as I said, interest rates peaked around September 30th, started falling. And as those interest rates fell, those stocks were up around double digits from the lows in the quarter. But keep in mind, the interest rates were driving the entire market, the entire equity market throughout the whole year. But with these telecom companies, they pay a dividend, nice big dividend of around 6 to 7% a year. So over the year, that dividend adds to your total return, and it's a cushion against the volatility.
Nice. Now, you brought up AT&T and Verizon a couple quarters back. There was concerns about lead in some of their cables. Any update on that front?
Yeah, they've had third party testing done. They've had the state of New York doing testing done in some of the sites that were mentioned in that Wall Street Journal article. And the EPA found that there's no hazardous, harmful health effects to the community, which is fantastic news. But then we saw another headline that the EPA is requesting some more information. So the stocks, you know, we saw AT&T and Verizon stock fall on that news. They've since recovered, but we are going to see headlines cause some volatility. We could see that again, but yeah, all the testing has been done and they don't have to take any remedial action at this point.
Good to know. So let's talk about the electrical utilities then.
They are also interest sensitive. We have a low growth industry with very high dividend payout ratios, very, very stable recurring revenues. Their business models, they haven't changed in decades. And with that very stable recurring revenue base, they can take on a lot higher level of leverage. But the important thing here is they provide an essential service and they're a natural geographic monopoly, right? So their earnings, they're regulated by the government to prevent them from overcharging their customers, which they are in a position to do. So with that regulation, they're only allowed to charge their customers rates that are based on their cost of service plus a reasonable return on their capital. And so the core picks that we have, most of the debt that they issued are at the regulated subsidiary level. So those higher interest costs can be passed on through higher utility rates. And as
which
interest,
is a,
as,
yeah. Sorry, and, I just got to interject as a consumer, not thrilled about, but as an investor, good to know.
Yeah, well, as interest rates fall, then those lower interest rates costs will actually result in lower rates.
Right.
So, and as I said, their debt tends to be very long-term in nature because their assets are long-term in nature. So the average debt maturity is beyond 20 years. So this short-term fluctuation in interest rates that we've seen, they haven't had to do very much refinancing at higher rates. In fact, they would have done a lot more refinancing at the lower rates and locked in those low rates for a long period of time. But if we look at the stock prices, even though businesses are stable, their return on equity is regulated. You know, they earn 8 to 9% in our return on equity, but the stock prices have been volatile because of the volatility in the interest rates. And there's really two drivers for the utilities, and technicals and fundamentals, right? So on the technical side, that very safe, stable 4.5%, 4 to 5% dividend yield is not so attractive when you've got competition from the bond market now. Right. So that's the technical factor. And then fundamentally, if you look at their equity values, they're derived by discounting their future dividends to the present value. Right. So as that discount rate increases, the present value of those future dividends declines. So that's what's causing the decline in their equity. So those price declines, they should reverse as interest rates fall.
So, and you mentioned interest rates. So looking forward then, and we've talked about on a few of our other episodes, signals from the bank, basically the U.S. Reserve and the Bank of Canada is hopefully no more raises and hopefully some lowering of the interest rates, correct?
Yeah, so the Federal Reserve in their last meeting, they did indicate the possibility of lowering rates in 2024. So that was the pivot. The most recent bank announcement from Bank of Canada, they essentially took further rate hikes off the table, and they haven't raised rates since July. The U.S. Federal Reserve hasn't raised rates since September, and rates peaked in September, and they've been coming down since then, both in Canada and the U.S. So we still have an inverted yield curve. So we, like, if you look at short 1 month, 30-day rates are at 5% in Canada, and the 5-year is at, 3.5%. So even though rates may come down in the short end as Bank of Canada lowers rates, we might see that yield curve just normalizing. We may not see further moves in the 5-year or the 10-year rate in Canada. And an inverted yield curve is unconventional, right? Normally, yield curves are upward sloping. So at least we will see a flattening of the yield curve as those policy rates come down.
Right. Typically, the inverted yield curve is signaling, market sentiment of a recession, recession.
It could be signaling. There was a lot of talk about recession when that yield curve went inverted. But now there's a lot of talk that the yield curve is inverted because the policy rate is too restrictive.
It's just too restrictive right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And so in terms of repercussions, if interest rates start to drop in 2024, likely good news for the utilities and telecom sector.
Yeah, as we saw what happened, for the utilities, for the telecom, for the entire market, everything was really selling off when rates peaked in September. And as we saw those rate, the yields, the policy rate hasn't come down, but the 5-year yield, the 10-year yield, those all came down in anticipation of future reductions in the policy rate. So the bond market had started pricing in these rate reductions in the future. And they started doing that just last quarter of the year.
Okay. Nick, thanks for this.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
As always, folks, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to your financial advisor or also reach out to your portfolio manager here at TriCert. And also don't hesitate to reach out to myself. As always, take care.